episode 104, All Good Things, with your host, Optimus Gene.
Trying to cut back on my epicness.
J-Red.
It's a scientific fact that lesbians wear flannel.
The Warrior.
Cy called me a con artist. I had to defend myself.
And Ducky.
I was just going to say, how old are you? Jeez, we're paneling VHS players.
And now, from onemanasylum.com, it's time for group therapy.
Welcome back to Group Therapy on onemanasylum.com, a safe place to share your feelings. I am your host, Optimus Gene. Got a good crew here with me tonight to talk about some big things for the site. But before I get into that, let me go ahead and introduce the rest of the cast, starting with the guy who's normally coming to us from down the street, and for the first time in 104 episodes is actually joining me in my, I guess you'd say, studio, office, whatever, my brother, the Warrior. What's going on, dude?
Well, it's interesting being here. I see all the shit you have to set up.
Thank you. It's a lot of crap, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? In fact, before we go off for the show, I may have to pull up the laptop here and kind of show y'all what all's set up here. Anyway, joining us from the Great White North, we have our friend Ducky. How are you doing, lady?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Look like you're relaxed.
Hey, you almost started the shot.
Yeah, you might want to pull the camera down just a little bit. And then coming to us from the future, we have J-Red. What's going on, man?
I'm just trying to keep my head up and wondering what I'm going to do every other weekend with my life now.
Yeah. All right, well, since that is kind of the big thing, I need to go ahead and bring it up. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you do watch the show, number one, thank you, both of you. Last week we kind of had a minor problem come up right before we started the show. I had to cancel, and I'm not going to go into all of it, but basically what it boils down to is, as you know, I've got two twin boys now, and my life is pretty much come home and, you know, helping Christy with them. So I was thinking about trying to keep things going until November, which would be the website's 3-year anniversary. But I just don't see it happening. So earlier this week, and you will see the official announcement this coming Friday on June 1st, I have decided that we are going to put One Man Asylum and Group Therapy in a permanent hiatus. Initially, I was thinking about just closing the site down, but after further consideration, and like I said, I've given it a lot of thought, we are just going to go into hiatus. I cannot tell you how long this is going to last. All I can tell you is I've got to get to a point in my life where I can do my job, come home, and take care of my boys and my wife, and have some time to give towards this site and the podcast. I refuse to put out something that's inferior. I don't want to just say, oh, well, we'll do a podcast when we can, and maybe get one a month, maybe get one every 2 months. I really don't feel that's fair to the listeners and viewers, because I've listened to several podcasts that way, and I mean, well, Jay can probably, you know, attest to this. You know, after a while, you just kind of give up. And so I wanted to give a clean break and let you know what's going on. It is primarily on me. I'm the one that made the decision, and everyone's been pretty understanding about it. Like I said, the official announcement will be on Friday. For those of you who are playing the summer movie game, I will continue to update it. The site will still be up, but some of the quote unquote extra things on the site, things like the forums, the login, some of the other things are gonna go away. It's gonna be kind of stripped down, but you will still be able to access all of the articles. You'll still be able to get to all four of the podcasts, including the back record of this one, the video version, and then Cyrus's Ethan Eternal, and then his Dawn of Twilight. You'll still be able to find us on YouTube. And the Twitter account will still be up. I'm sure I'll Twitter things maybe occasionally. I really don't think this is the end. I'll be honest with you. Ducky and I were talking before the show, and, you know, I've already started cataloging things in my brain as to things I would do better or things I would do differently. So I don't think this is going to be the end. I just can't tell you when or, you know, we'll be back. It may be a couple of months. It may be a year. I don't know. But
can we clarify a second?
Sure.
Earlier you called it a permanent hiatus. I'm thinking temporary hiatus.
Right? Technically, it's more temporary.
More temporary than permanent, yes.
But I don't want to also say we're definitely going to be back in, you know, 2 or 3 years, be like, well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I'm calling the shot. You're going to be back online.
Okay.
Done deal. Calling it. Right here.
Why do I feel like when E.T. was dying?
You're killing me, Jay. Seriously, dude.
I'm sitting right here beside him. He does not appear to be shriveling or turning gray. At least not from my point of view.
Oh, by the way, he's got a funny story about E.T. we got to tell you in a second. Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's honestly one of the reasons why I have... Like I said, the reason why I'm putting it in hiatus is because I just don't have the time to do the job on the site and the podcast that I want to do. Also, I mean, we changed our release format for stuff on the site, at the beginning of the year and went to 3 times a week instead of 7 days a week. And so for 2 years, basically every single day I was worried about what was going up on the site. And we had something new on the site every single day.
And he was worried.
Believe me, I was worried. I wish Christy was here because she could tell you stories. She's like, God, just shut up about the site.
And you know what? I honestly feel bad.
Why?
I mean, well, because I've been slacking so much.
Dude, recently. You've also been very sick, which, by the way, you sound better. Did you
No, I haven't went to the doctor, and my voice, although it's cleared up, I still get the real bad coughing spells to the point where I pass out.
Dude, that is not good, man. You need to go to the fucking doctor.
You know, there's a thing down south here called whooping cough.
It's not whooping cough. I know people that have had it around here. There's a physician that
I'm not dying.
Goes to my daughter's school that like a couple, 2-3 days a week, and I actually stopped and talked to him, and he thinks that with maybe my job or, you know, I've been doing work down in basements doing plumbing and stuff, that I might have been exposed to some black mold or something like that. So that might be the issue. Yeah. And that's why it constantly feels like somebody's kicking me in my lungs.
True story.
Don't die, NSJ. Please don't die.
Dude, I'm too fucking stubborn to die.
Well, speaking of dying, but that's one of the reasons I did have such a hard time kind of pulling the trigger is, and not to get too sentimental, but I've made some really good friends with the other members of the site, and I'm like, if I don't have the show, what was that for? I'm
looking for tears.
I'm not tearing up, bastard.
Pinch him.
Do that, motherfucker. I was honestly like, I don't know when our... Okay, so let's take, for example, Cy and Jay. You know, I will definitely still see them on Xbox Live. I'm not sure how often I'll hear from Ian or Ducky, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to have to make sure I stay in contact with them through email or Facebook or Twitter or whatever. So, and I mean, Ducky and I've actually, before the show, we're even talking about, you know, you'll find this interesting reading, like maybe doing something through iBooks and,
iBooks do interest me.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, that maybe, I mean, and even that's something that, what are you doing? Quit looking at me.
If you get into pop-up books, I'll be interested.
Okay.
I like those two, the ones with the buttons you push and they get the sound.
It's hard to do a pop-up book on an iPad, though, Jay. I'm just telling you, dude.
Be imaginative. Be imaginative.
Yeah, I see your point.
Yeah. Now, I can put video in a book. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So, because honestly, the show was my only time weekly that I got to really visit with my friends. I mean, granted, yes, we kept up with each other on Twitter and Facebook throughout the week, primarily Twitter. But, you know, I'm like, this is my only time that I get to sit down with my friends and really kind of visit every week. So, you know, it's hard doing this, but, you know, without having the show and having to edit the show, hopefully I'll have more time to maybe, I'll have some time to actually visit with people. So,
to dream.
Shut up. Anyway,
you're going to be surprised when you come home one day and I'm sitting on your doorstep.
I will be surprised.
That would be awesome.
Of course, you know what's going to happen? He's going to be like fucking Doc Holliday. He's going to finally go to the doctor and they're going to be like, it's too wet up here. You need to move somewhere where the climate's drier. Climate. Yeah. So he's going to be like, well, I can move to Arizona or I can go visit Gene.
Well, Cyrus has pretty much said with the jobs I've done, I could go work with him. It's pretty much guaranteed me with the turnaround of his job. I can get one there.
Yeah, I know you said that before.
Wow, and then you could eat at that In-N-Out Burger like every day.
No one can get near that In-N-Out Burger.
I've heard you don't want it.
Well, considering right now from, you know, lack of being able to get to the gym and all that shit from my surgery, I am the fattest I've ever been.
Hey, if you move close enough, then I wouldn't have to worry about trying to burn insanity for you because we could just, like, do insanity. Or better yet, you could come to my garage and I could train you.
He's talking about moving to the Dallas area.
Dallas. Dallas is not as good.
But there's a job up there for him.
We could find a job here. There's a Fort Hood. There's a military base. You know how to use a wrench.
I got lots of qualifications.
Yeah, I'm seriously. Seriously? Like, he could get a job
here. They're legal?
Man, you guys think I'm like some kind of, like,
I'm just criminal. Fucking with you, dude.
Criminal. No doubt. Hey, seriously, hey, little quick side story. Amazing burger place in Austin. It's called Mighty Fine Burgers. I know, queer name, but amazing yep. burger place. It's one of the best burger places I've ever been to in my life. And, we're going down to Austin today. We're looking for some stuff for the new baby. And, we're driving along looking for some place to eat. Sure enough, Mighty Fine Burgers. I said, hell yeah, let's go to this Mighty Fine Burger. I've never been to this location. And, we go get our food, go get set down. My wife looks over my shoulder. She's like, look over there. Tell me if that's who you think it is. I said, yes, ma'am, that sure is. Jesse James, sitting back there about three tables from us, eating his burger with his crew.
Yeah, Christy twittered Rudy and said, you should go tell him that he's a fucking idiot.
You know, actually, and let's be honest here, okay? You know, Jesse James, I really entertained the idea of taking my son over there and saying, hey, would you mind taking a picture? Although I was a little worried he might be a douchebag and not want to do it. Then I'd be pissed off. So I was satisfied with just, you know, seeing him and knowing that he was there. Although I would have been much more satisfied had he not screwed up and Sandra would have been with him.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, that woman is fine.
Now, and here's the thing, okay? You know, like me, okay, I'm already past that. I'm good. But for my son to have a picture with her, that'd be great.
That'd be fucking awesome.
That'd be great.
Anyhow. I'll tell you one thing.
Academy Award
because
winner?
Because she would not have turned it down. She seems like a legitimately nice human being.
Yes.
Yeah. Him, when I was really afraid he'd be douchey and I'd have to hit him or something like that.
When we're talking about, burgers at the moment.
Yes.
There's a place called Hamburger High that, actually, a policeman friend of mine owns. Not
this
too
is
far
sounding
here.
Good. Hamburger High.
Then they classify their meals as either a freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior.
Mm.
Their junior, which is
$8. Oh, boy.
You get a one-pound burger. Two half-pound patties.
Yes.
Huge. All you can eat either fries, seasoned fries, or onion rings. And, I mean, the whole time you're there, no matter how many you eat, you go through.
Stupid.
32-ounce drink and a side.
Oh, my God.
$8, or you could step up, and it's like $13, but it is it's called the Big Bully Burger.
Big
2 pounds. All-you-can-eat fries, a side, and, you know, refillable 32-ounce drink. And if you eat that, you get your name up on the wall.
You know, in my youth, I could have done that. That wouldn't have been a problem. I'm 34 years old.
You'd die of a heart attack.
I know. I would not die of a heart attack. I would tell you, though.
Meat poisoning.
The following days, I would probably feel like absolute garbage.
You might not shit for a week.
I was going to try to dance around that, but yes, that's what I was implying.
I'm being honest. You know, just,
well, and you know, this ain't the pre, you know, like little stamped out burgers like you get at McDonald's.
Right. No. Hand formed.
This. Yeah, you watch them hand form your burgers.
That's Mighty Fine also. There's also another place locally here in town, which if you did come visit, Jay, which you need to come visit, it's called Billy Bob's Burgers. The name speaks for itself. Billy Bob's is a badass place, almost exactly the same way you just described that place.
Yep.
Yes, it's great. It's love. It's
and actually, they're building a place called Freddy's Steak Burgers up here in front of our house.
Those are good. Are they good?
I haven't. The research I've done, people up north say yes, it's pretty damn good.
This is what we do here. We research our
burger places. When there's a fucking field, and coming into my subdivision, on one side there is a gas station that has a barbecue place, a Pizza Hut. By the way, did that, I know the barber shop there went out. Did the, dry cleaner there go out too?
I have no idea.
Anyway.
Pizza Hut's there.
Yes. And I like that. Anyway. So, that's on one side. And the other side, there's just like a field. And all of a sudden the field gets cleared off and there's a sign that says coming soon, Freddy's. And I'm like, okay, what's Freddy's? And I look it up and I'm like, oh damn, this looks awesome. So,
only hope for the best.
And you'd like this place, Eugene. They have around the whole, they got the, school theme stuff, but around the whole inside of the building, they have old metal lunch boxes. They got the old original E.T., G.I. Joe. They have like a...
Which I got to tell my E.T. stories.
If you've ever seen it, it's in there,
Wow.
Lone Ranger, these are the old actual antique, not the reproduced ones up on the wall.
Damn, I've got three stories to tell right quick. Can I tell them all?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. Okay. So,
sometime or another, Ducky will get to tell something.
Okay. Let's go with the lunchbox thing right quick. Okay. Young child. My wife likes to go shopping at all these places, for children's clothes. I generally absolutely hate walking into Old Navy. However, Old Navy has classically made metal lunchboxes, and I enjoy seeing those every time. Mm-hmm. I just can't pick which one my child needs. Okay, so hey, that's
get them all.
Get them all, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. But they're like $13 or $15 each. Like, damn.
Get them all.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Okay, the next
child is worth it.
My child will destroy them. He's a beast.
Don't let him touch them.
That's hard. You know what he told me today?
What?
He says, I didn't play with Uncle Gene's toys. I didn't get in trouble. No kidding. Yeah, he knows it's coming soon. The next story. Most genius business idea I've seen in a long time, okay? The high school I teach at, okay? It's a large high school here in Texas, okay? It's 5A, it's largest size high school. Now, it's a smaller of the 5As. It's like 2,500 students, almost 2,600 students in the school. Doesn't sound horribly impressive, but still. Open campus. Kids leave for lunch every day, okay? Tons of kids leave for lunch every day. No place to even walk to except for like convenience stores to get food unless they drive. Somebody finally opened a freaking sugary-ass donut shop right across the street. It's called Sweet Tooth Donuts. Every class period, all last week since this place has opened, there have been kids walk into my class with donut in hand, shoveling in mouth, or boxes of donuts, handing them out at my door to shovel them in before the bell rings. They've been giving out free donuts all week to our kids.
And how many have you eaten?
I have not eaten a single one, but I've seen some amazing donuts, and it's been really, really hard.
I'm surprised with
the... Genius is what it is. Genius.
I'm surprised with our current first lady. They're allowed to do that, and they can't put like a...
Well, here's the thing. Okay,
all organic shop across the school.
They have the restrictions that they have, and of course the restrictions here are bullshit anyway, but the restrictions they have on campus is that you're not supposed to have... any bad food, any sugary, fatty, whatever food... During times when food is served on our campus. So during the lunch hour, during the breakfast hour, whatever, if the cafeteria is selling healthy food, you can't sell any bad food at the same time. Now, here comes the loopholes. Any other time of day, they can sell shit. Oh, also, if you happen to be a big enough chain, you can buy your way into our school because we have healthy, 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 healthy in the cafeteria. And, oh, here we go. Pizza Hut, Chick-fil-A, right beside healthy, healthy, healthy. So healthy, healthy, healthy is not bought. Anyhow.
There's a mini ducky on the screen.
That is a mini ducky.
How are you?
Can she hear us?
What are ducklings? Are they ducklings?
She's being a duckling.
It's a duckling.
All right, tell your E.T.
Oh, E.T. story. Okay, so great. My son, two and a half, well, almost three now. Okay, it'll be three in July. Monday evening. No, maybe it's Sunday night. One of the two nights. Sunday, Monday night, something like that, okay? We wake up to the child monitor. He, of course, is across the house. Wake up to the child monitor. He is screaming. He wakes up screaming. And before I can even get out of the bed, I hear the bang running through his door, running across the house on the hardwood floor, erupts through the child gate. He's screaming about monsters. Now, he's never seen any movie monsters. Nothing. Not cartoons. Nothing. This is all coming from reading books about don't be scared of monsters. at school.
Good job on the books.
Yeah, yeah. Great job, books. You worked. Okay. Great. So he's scared as shit of monsters. He's never
fucking burned that book.
He can't even describe the monsters. He has what color are they? He can't even tell me. And he's just scared as hell as monsters. It's dark. It's supposed to be monsters. Shit. Anyhow, so my wife's like, "When do you get a nightlight?"
Ding, light bulb. Here you go.
Tucked away in my keepsakes. The original E.T. nightlight. Yes, from the original release of E.T. in the theaters, we both had ceramic nightlights our mother bought. Ceramic E.T. with light bright bulbs all over it. A red one at the heart, a red one at the little finger, and of course a lot of the random ones all over the body and everything. It's missing some of the light bright pieces. But anyhow, E.T. is now in his room. He has not watched E.T. ever, but he can tell you for sure. E.T. save me. E.T. protect me. E.T. keep monsters out. Anyhow, that's my E.T. story.
I wish I would have brought... Sorry, Ducky.
I was just going to say, you should make a monster spray.
Ooh, tell me about this.
It's just water with glitter in it in a squirt bottle. You squirt it around and it's monster spray.
Get rid of monsters?
Spray in the bottle.
Ooh.
That's a damn good idea. I like that.
That's what we use with ours.
That's a solid mama idea. I like that.
But yeah, I wish, in talking about light brights, I wish I would have grabbed it and brought it in. But I picked up an original light bright with like 100 or 200 pegs.
Could be worth it.
With the little, paper, the black, paper that you stick on the screen and plug it in there, and then you can...
Ooh, you see, yeah, I know I'd seen some light bright, like small kits at Walmart sometime here recently, so I need to go buy one of those things fill in the missing
holes. This is the original, in the original box.
Ah.
When did you pick this up, Ed?
But it works. They had a little rummage sale uptown, and Heather was looking for some scrubs for work. Scrubs. And the lady said that she had a whole bunch of scrubs and stopped by there, which she didn't have shit, but they had the original light bright, plugged it in, bulb still works and all, like a couple hundred pegs. And
hey, time out. Is Heather a nurse?
CNA.
CNA, what the hell is that?
Certified nurse assistant.
There you go, certified nurse assistant. Okay, great. Lots of jobs in Surrey. We just had Seton open here. So yeah, Seton, big hospital opening here. This is like a hospital district, practically. There's like, I don't know, like four or five Scott and White clinics, hospital, emergency care.
Well, he's really trying to get you down here, isn't he?
Jay, come on now.
She's done that for
dude,
what?
The house county corner for me is up for rent right now. It's a nice yard. It's county corner. It's awesome. Your kids could play with mine.
How the fuck are we putting the show in hiatus and he's going to move down here so he can feasibly do the show with me in the same room?
I have a nice two-bedroom house, full basement, two-car garage.
Hey,
big privacy fenced in yard. From what I was talking to Cy about cost of living, probably about $400 or $500 cheaper than what I had dealing in Texas.
In this part of Texas, you don't need a cellar.
He's right. The cost of living here is better than it is in Dallas. But anyway.
Much cheaper.
I'm just saying.
The full basement is good for those thingies that we get around here.
Drunken, angry stupors? What?
No.
Is that what you said?
Tornadoes is what he's referring to.
Oh, those things. Okay, gotcha. Yes. Okay, I thought he was talking
And unfortunately, no one here has a basement because get about 2 feet down and it's just solid clay, and it would cost like $1 billion to fucking blast through it and cut through it. So
I got that.
I thought Jay had his basement for the times when he like hulks out and has to be locked away.
Oh, okay.
That's what I figured.
By the way, Christy was still not completely... She thought the Hulk was still not the best thing about the Avengers.
What?
I know.
She's, what the hell is wrong with her?
Me God.
Is she on crack?
It's probably because she likes Thor.
Oh, yes. She's all about Thor.
You know, Heather really likes Thor, too, because she went to Avengers with me and all the kids. But she really thought that the Hulk was the awesome part.
Okay, you ladies can have your Thor. That's fine. If it gets you to watch Avengers, that's great.
I will take Scarlett Johansson and tight leather any day.
And see, Christy even said, yeah, she's pretty cute. And I'm like, yeah, she's attractive. She just doesn't do anything for me.
And that's why I got her nude pictures on my phone.
Okay. Oh, that's right. She was one of the ones that took pictures of herself and then got hacked, wasn't she?
Yes. Thank you, God. You
Didn't know that.
That guy, whoever hacked her phone, is my hero.
Probably Anonymous. We spent all this time dogging Anonymous, and now, you know.
Well, if Anonymous did it, then you guys got a free pass to.
No, well, there you go.
Whatever.
But yeah, we went and saw the Avengers today. Christy and I, my mother and her good friend came over and watched the boys, and we went and watched Avengers, and then went and ate somewhere. And you know, the one stinger comes up, and she's like, "Is that it?" I'm like, "Oh no, there's one more. There's one more. We got to stay till the very end." And she's like, "We stayed for that?" I'm like, "Hell yeah, we stayed for that. That was awesome.
That was like the best scene.
It was so good. It was great. So Joss Whedon. Hey, so Joss Whedon.
Could have went and watched Battleship.
No.
You know, I've heard Battleship is Battleship okay. Battleship
was better than I thought it would be.
Really?
I've heard it's okay. Yeah. Damn. I'm going to see it when it comes out on Blu-ray or DVD.
It's kind of like Independence Day, you know, with a little bit of Transformers on the water.
Have you guys watched this the clip that's really popular on YouTube now? It's in the top watched for the week right now. It's Honest Trailers. Have you guys seen this?
No.
Watch the Honest Trailers of Transformers when you get a chance. I'm throwing a little bit of publicity their way. Honest Trailers for Transformers.
Okay.
It's friggin' funny.
Is it?
Yes, because at one point they start going a little spiel about comparing Battleship to Transformers, and you know it's just funny shit. It's pretty good stuff.
I'm still a little pissed that they postponed G.I. Joe.
I'm very pissed because it screwed me.
It's not coming out until next year.
And the reasoning for it is just 3D. Bullshit. Really? 3D?
I'm calling bullshit on this. I think there's a lawsuit behind the scenes.
No. Okay. You and I talked about this earlier. I honestly think, and I didn't put it out there, but I honestly think the reason why they're postponing it is because the Avengers is still cleaning everyone's clock.
That may be.
You know, they tried to come out and say, oh, well, Battleship didn't do as well because the Avengers still sucking up. No, Battleship would have done better if it was a better movie. But yes, you went behind the Avengers. What did the fuck did you think was going to happen?
But you know, it's like this, okay? How can they really expect to postpone it till next summer and just roll the fucking dice again?
I mean, because they're putting it at the beginning of summer. They're putting it, it comes out in March, so technically it's not even a summer movie. It's a pre-summer movie.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah. If it was like another summer movie, it's like, you know, God only knows what Marvel's going to do by next summer.
But it already had so much good press. Yeah, it had, thing.
I'm still going with something legal. I think something legal behind the scenes. Something's up with one of the actors has something up their ass. Something's going on. There's a legal reason. I can almost guarantee it. There's something wrong.
Well, I saw the trailer for The Expendables 2. That looks good. Yeah. Have you seen the first one?
I did. I didn't get as much out of it as I thought I would.
Really? I got more of it than I thought I would.
Yeah.
Jay, you liked it, didn't you?
Hooked away after five.
Oh, yeah. It was one thing they did try to, you know, talk about, because a lot of people were pissed off that, you know, Jet Li's such a big martial arts action star, and basically, that short itty-bitty thing with Dolph Lundgren was all of it, basically, for him throughout the movie.
Yeah.
That they wanted to up his scenes a lot in the next one, which I think that's a good thing.
That'd be good.
We're watching the trailer, and Christy looks at me and goes, "Chuck Norris, seriously?" I'm like, "Fuck yeah, Chuck Norris."
Yeah. Now, if he gets out his total body thing, starts working out in the middle of the movie.
Yeah, shameless publicity. Shameless.
I don't think I haven't seen that in the trailer, but who knows? Have y'all seen the trailer for The Campaign?
Nope.
Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis. Shit looks funny. And then, of course, they did the teaser trailer is up for Anchorman 2.
Saw that.
And we watched Anchorman again last night. God, that movie gets better every time I watch it.
Damn funny.
Oh, that movie is so fucking funny.
I still want to go watch Ted.
See, I have no interest in watching Ted.
That looks retarded.
Thank you.
That's why I want to watch it.
Stupid.
Looks, I don't know.
I thought it was a Funnier Die video. Like, that's what I thought it was. I didn't actually
think it was a real movie. Looks
and then find out that it is. I'm like, who spent the fucking money to make this movie?
But he couldn't do a different voice than Peter Griffin. Seriously?
Well, that's how he normally sounds anyways.
Shit.
Yeah, it looks slightly interesting.
I think it's going to be one of those movies that doesn't do well in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be one of those cult classic movies.
And it could be.
Might be.
It could be. So, trying to think what else that I've seen or heard about recently that looked interesting.
Okay, let me tell you which trailer we can't get enough of in our house.
What's that?
Partially because of almost 3-year-old child cannot stop pushing the freaking button on the Apple TV and watching it. He watches the new Spider-Man trailer over and over and over.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm going to watch it, but I'm not going to watch it in the theater, but I do want to see it.
I think I'm going to go see it in the theater, and I'm really wondering, is it going to be the next Avengers? Is it going to be in the next Avengers movie? Or are they going to go ahead and tie it in?
That was part of the rumor, because, you know, they were talking about the big surprise for the Avengers, and of course it ended up being Thanos.
Yeah.
But, spoiler alert, by the way, on that one. But if you haven't seen the Avengers by now, come on. But no, there was a lot of people thinking, well, what if they did do a crossover and you at least saw Spider-Man in the Avengers somewhere?
I think then you go ahead and bring it
up. Spider-Man is one of the only very big names that have never been affiliated or never been with the Avengers in comic books.
Yeah, he's been part of the Avengers.
Yeah, he's been part of the Avengers.
He has?
Yeah. Yes!
Yeah, he has. Dude, my son has, like,
they're talking the other day that he was, unless you've done it in one of the new storylines, but originally he was never
brought. Well, not in the originals.
I think he was in the Ultimate one, which is the one they kind of based it off of. You know, I also heard supposedly, because of Christy, I was telling Christy about this, you know, originally we were definitely going to get Iron Man 3. They're talking about doing a Captain America 2, possibly a Hulk 2, and a Thor 2. They're even talking about doing a, like a prequel movie and talking about Black Widow and, Hawkeye's.
I think they could go wrong with that.
See, no, I think that would be pretty cool.
I think they could lose some following with that.
Well, see that you're talking about that, one scene where you see Hawkeye and Black Widow kind of shooting that shit when you see them on the screen, that being actual part of the planned prequel.
Yeah, and I thought about that. I was like, I wonder if they're already kind of planning that. But then the other thing I heard, the thing that we've been talking about for the longest time, looks like it's actually going to happen. They're talking about rebooting the Fantastic Four. I don't know who's going to do it, but if they do it, God, please let them put it in the universe proper.
Gotta be better than the last two.
God, let them bring Jessica Alba back and show her naked this time.
No.
Mm.
You know, yes, she is very attractive, but the poor girl can't act to save her life.
No.
She's eye candy.
Jay, yeah, I think you're like me. You probably haven't ever paid attention to the acting, have you?
Shit.
She can act.
Anyhow.
Need to make this.
So, anything else?
I would love to see him. I would love to go ahead and see an X-Men cameo into the next Avengers. Also, they can just go ahead and do some of that too.
We could feasibly.
I can't wait
till the next Wolverine feudal in Japan.
I want to see how that one's going to be. It's got to be better than that last one.
And I wasn't totally down on the last one like you.
What?
I wasn't totally down on it.
That movie made no fucking sense.
You know,
which one?
They tried to tie in too much.
X-Men Origins Wolverine. Yeah. That movie was garbage.
It's not that bad.
Yes, it was.
It didn't live up to your expectations. They tried to bring
in too much. Look at me, I got claws. What the fuck was that?
They tried to bring in too much at the same time.
That's a must.
Ray wants this to be made into a movie.
What's that? Let me see.
Avengers.
Hell yeah.
They said, from what I've been reading, the storyline that they're probably going to go with on the next Iron Man is from the Extremist comic book. They also got the cartoon on Netflix. It's where they turn his technology into something that can be injected into you.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, they've already started announcing, you know, a lot of people who are signing up for it, and apparently, what's his name? The director that's no longer doing it? Yeah, he's going to come back and play Happy, so...
Oh, yeah, John Favreau.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know, that's cool that even though he's not directing the movie, he's still willing to come back and reprise his role.
Who in the right
Gandhi's,
mind?
Gandhi's going to be in there.
Gandhi?
Yeah, Ben Kingsley.
Oh, yes.
Gosh. I'll say, who in their right mind would turn down anything to do with the Avengers universe right now? Really, honestly, I can't remember the name. The guy who was the Hulk.
No, he didn't turn it down.
No, he went stupid. He just
no, he didn't asshole. Go stupid. They had a big misunderstanding. They didn't treat him right.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, they were basically treating him like, you know, look, puppet, go out there and dance. And he's like,
Eric Banner?
Yeah. He's like, wait,
happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. Go look it up, man.
He was really good. He was really good.
He was trying to play fair with him, but they basically dicked him around, and that's why he. Although, I will say, even watching the movie for a second time, Mark Ruffalo did a bang up job.
Oh, was that? Okay, I don't know what his name is. Yeah, but yeah, I'm like, this guy looks, he looks pretty entertaining as the Hulk.
I like the way they made the Hulk look like him, too. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, you could definitely tell that was him.
Yes.
So. But anyway.
Probably one of the most inspiring scenes I've seen in any movie in quite a long time. I'm telling you, I'm like, there was like so many points in the movie where I was like, is he going to do it? Is he going to Hulk out? Is he going to Hulk out? You know, anyhow.
Yeah. I still got chill bumps watching the fucking movie.
So excited when he Hulked out.
I still love it when Hulk was beating Loki on the ground.
Yes,
that was my favorite. One. Loki's just laying there and he's just blinking.
Can somebody tell me, was there any speaking anywhere around that scene? Because I have never, ever been in
a theater. Yes, whenever he walks off, he says, puny god.
Puny god.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was say, because I've never, ever been in a theater with that much laughing.
Yes.
I mean, like.
It erupts every time.
There were so many people just snorting.
Yes.
It was great. It was great.
Absolutely.
I'll see it again in a second. I will, probably.
So, yes, that will definitely be an own. Is there anything else y'all can think of right offhand y'all want to talk about? I mean, like I said, we're just kind of shooting the shit on this one,
Let's see. We watch lots of movie trailers at our house.
I want to see Brave, the new Pixar one.
See,
that looks a little interesting now that I've seen the trailer, and I'm like, oh, damn, maybe I should have put that a little higher on my list.
It better make a shitlot of money. I got a third, I think.
I don't think I even put it in my top ten, honestly.
You messed up.
Well, I didn't put it above Madagascar, and I didn't put it above
My Message. Oh, you messed up.
Well, that's the thing.
You messed up. And here's the thing. It has not grabbed me yet. It hasn't fully grabbed me yet.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, once it comes out and I hear more about it, then I'm going to get hooked. Because I was the same way with Up. When I saw Up, I thought, this looks interesting. And then whenever they gave us like a full-on trailer and you got to kind of see what the whole thing was about, I was like, I am so in for this. So far, I'm just interested. I think we need at least one more really good trailer to show us what it's going to be about. But yes, I do want to. I'm not going to see it.
Have you seen the newer?
Because I told Christy there's only, because I can't just run out and go watch movies. I told Christy there are three movies I have to see this summer. I have to see The Avengers. Got that done. I have to see The Dark Knight Rises. And I have to see Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Maybe. Because I read the book and the book is so fucking awesome.
Maybe we'll have date night and do that.
You go see that with me?
I'm going to go see that
one. Hell yeah. Do what?
Prometheus,
I'm entertaining too. I'm sorry, it's in my top five, I think. I think it's my top five. Maybe it's my.
It looks so good.
It looks so.
I don't know if I can talk Christine to let me go see it.
Well, you damn sure ain't gonna talk her into go seeing.
No, she's sure as fuck not gonna go see it.
Damn sure not gonna happen. But that one's interesting. I think that may be like an 11 a.m. kind of showing. That may be a possibility in my books too.
Oh yeah, 11:30 is definitely when I want to go because that's when you go see the cheapest.
But I gotta go see Spider-Man theater too. So.
If you go over to the bigger movie theater, me and Heather went and watched the movie over there, and just for the two tickets, it was $17, and then for like the two drinks and the small popcorn is like another $15. So you're looking at like, roughly $30-something.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what I did here, Jay. When we saw the Avengers, my wife and I, okay, $7.50 per ticket. Okay, $7.50 per ticket. At the Alamo Draft House, which you've
heard many stories. Okay, then that qualifies. That's fine.
Okay. No, $7.50. Hell, $7.50 is still damn good for a ticket anyway.
No, $5.50 at 11:30 showing on Saturday mornings.
So. Well,
$7.50 per ticket. And here we go. The meal between the two of us. Appetizer, big chips and queso. Both of us, giant fountain drinks. And split a large pizza. Yes, we got all that for $21 in addition to the tickets.
And that's not bad.
Pizza, chips, and queso and two drinks for $21 compared to the, almost $21 for popcorn and two sodas.
We went to the smaller little theater here in town, and for me, my family, which is the five of us, my son's girlfriend showed up, and...
Did you have to pay for the girlfriend?
I paid for her, yeah.
You're a nice guy.
Two large jumbo-sized popcorns and three large jumbo-sized drinks, all that, and I spent $20-something.
That ain't bad.
Well, because the tickets here are only $3.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Shit.
See, I'd be sneaking in candy. That'd be a cheap-ass date right there.
And they do have the soundproof baby room in the back.
Ooh.
Oh, see, they don't even have one of those anywhere around here. That's bullshit, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, and you're talking about this theater is... old.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
I mean, it's an old movie theater. It's still got the fucking platform stage.
That's hilarious.
Nice.
I mean, yeah, it's an old theater.
That's funny shit. Oh, man.
And that's actually a price raise because the normal shows were $3 and the matinee was always $2. They raised the matinee to $3 and the normal show $4.
Nice.
See, there's not even like a dollar theater around here anymore. They've torn down all the old theaters and, you know, there's nothing even here that you could go to that even remotely would let you, watch it for that amount. No,
the one theater that I really love to go to, and it's out by where I work, they shut it down probably about 5 or 6 years ago, but used to, they'd have their normal run movies. They're really late showing movies. They'd knock down to like the matinee price. Then on Sunday they had their matinee. But as soon as, it ran off the normal running, they had like I think it's theater 7 and 8, the very last two. They would do, like dollar movies. As soon as it wasn't deemed a current movie title, like, you know what I'm talking about. It gets shipped back to the back to, last two, screens and dollar anytime.
Oh, that's awesome.
But they closed that one down.
Of course.
And left the one in the mall that basically has no stores left in it. Left,
That's
to all the theater business there.
Yeah.
Oh, my back. Is there an animal on the screen with your ducky?
That's her arm.
Oh, I looked like a cat for a second. Didn't look like a cat or something for a second? Like sniffing her? That was okay. Yeah, the black sleeve.
Oh, she's one of those tattooed weird people.
Yes, one of those,
huh?
Boy, you are one to talk. With your zombie bite on your forearm.
Or night.
And my zombie awareness. And
zombie awareness. Hey, check this out. Okay, you guys will be interested in hearing this. Okay, my final exam in my environmental science classes. I have 3 environmental science classes, senior level classes, okay? The final exam, instead of coming in, because the kids have a 2-hour testing window during this next week, I said, no, screw that. We're not doing, the typical multiple choice, whatever. No bullshit, okay? We've learned so much about environmental science this year. Here's what they got. And I've done this for 3 years now. A paper is titled Goodbye Cruel World. They have to choose one of the environmental disasters we've studied for the year, and they have to make a 3 to 5 minute goodbye video. They are the last person on Earth. One of those environmental disasters has wiped out humanity. They are the last person. They are leaving a message to future races that might find the video to warn them about the impending tragedy.
That's cool.
That's a good assignment.
It's a great one. Last year, I had 3 criers. Year, I had 3.
Legitimately cried?
They forced themselves to cry.
Yeah.
At least that's all they would admit to, but they were pretty damn good.
Uh-huh.
And this year so far, I mean, some of them have been pretty good. I've got to watch the rest of them this weekend, but like one of my kids, who is a straight running thug. He is a straight running thug. The gold grill, the everyday, when he walks in the door, he's pulled his pants up, so he's not totally exposed. And he's straight running the thug. We've developed a good relationship.
Anyhow, so a future car carrier with a DOC number.
Possibly. But he, his video, it was awesome. He takes the computer to go, go shoot in photo booth, cause I signed out laptops to him and said, okay, here you go. Here's your pass. Go anywhere on campus. Be back by the end of the period.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He goes up to like some oak trees behind the campus up on the hill. And it's like, just this, like a camera looking up at him, you see the trees in the background, the sun, every once in a while in the background, everything. And he's just basically like, talking about my family's gone, all my people gone, I never thought this would happen. He ends the video with, I loved you, Mom, I don't know if you made it or not, I'm gonna keep on searching. And it's like, wow, this is good stuff. Anyhow, it's great. But anyhow, to tie the rest of this in,
there's a tie-in? I was wondering.
There's a tie-in. Yeah. Seriously.
There's a tie-in, ladies and gentlemen.
Out of my, 75 kids doing this assignment, close to half of them chose disease as the environmental disaster.
Really?
And the disease was something to turn into zombie apocalypse.
Good deal.
I would have chosen Democrats. Culture.
It's the culture.
You would have chose what?
Democrats.
Democrats.
Oh,
in their society.
The What's funny is you bring this up. One of the podcasts I listen to, the Totally Rad Show, they started adding, they added a new segment where they're talking about fun or cool, Kickstarter programs, projects that they've seen. You know what Kickstarter is, right?
No.
Okay. Kickstarter is a website where you can basically go on and say, I have a product or an idea or a project or something and I need funding for it. And people can basically donate to it. Some people have actually gotten over $1 million for their ideas. To actually produce it, and it may be produce a movie, it may be to produce an actual thing. Like, there's this one group that got like $4 million together. People, you know, they said, you know, look, if you donate a certain amount, you're going to get one. So, you know, you're technically kind of buying it. But one of the things that they did was it was a watch that's Bluetooth, and basically, you can tie it to your iPhone. And of course, it'll display the time, and you can also control your iPhone from it and do all this other stuff. And, you know, people are like, well, haven't someone else done this? So anyway, that's one of the things. Well, anyway, this one guy has a Kickstarter out there. I don't know if it's already closed or not, but he's trying to get money together so he can go through the National Education Board certification program, because he's come up with a curriculum for geography about the zombie apocalypse. And basically what it is, you know, he's like, look, you know, he puts you down in a certain place, and he's like, look, you know, as time goes by, more and more areas I'm going to show to be infected, and you need to basically show me through the geography how you would, number one, survive, and number two, possibly get the hell out of there. And, you know, it ties in, you know, how to read maps and, you know, different locations, you know, which places are you basically not going to get out of and which places might you have a chance and stuff. And I was like, that's pretty fucking cool. Can you imagine how much buy-in you would get from your kids if that's what you were working on in class? Like, that'd be fucking awesome. I mean, they'd still be learning, which is, of course, the key thing. But, I mean, doing it in a fun way like that, that would be awesome. So,
no doubt.
I just thought about that when you said that. So
that reminds me of another project I do throughout the year. Is anybody else familiar with The Colony? You watch The Colony on Discovery? You guys ever watch that show? Ducky? No? No?
I don't watch educational stuff.
You would like this, Jay. This is right up your alley. This is Discovery.
When you go through his cable box, it's like when you get to Discovery, it says blocked. You have to put in a PIN code to even watch the fucking
show. Okay, you would like this. Okay, The Colony is like Discovery's sick version of a reality show. Basically, they take these 10 or 12 whatever volunteers and they put them down for like 50 days in this burnout hell wherever they put them, and they have to survive. There's no cash. There's no being kicked off the island. It's just friggin' suffer and try not to kill each other. And they basically have to sign their lives away because they get hurt, they starve. I mean, it's awesome. It's a great show. Well, the last season that's now on Netflix also, I own the DVDs, they were like put in some like burnout hill around New Orleans, one of the abandoned neighborhoods around New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And like throughout the show, they hired people to come in, actors to come in, and basically like terrorize them, steal their shit, beat their asses, all kinds of stuff. It's a great thing. Okay, it's great. Yeah, I have you'd love it. Anyhow, I have the DVD of season 2. I use it in my class throughout the year because we'll watch a little clip here and there related to environmental science. But we'll watch like a 10-minute clip, and then bang, right before it gets to the climax and how the colonists react, I ask my kids, "How will you react?" And we do as
I can send you a video with a good climax point.
I don't need to see your climaxes.
And you can see what their reactions would be.
I don't want to see your climaxes.
Same situation.
No, thank you.
You are not any fun. I could educate your students.
Zero fun.
I'm sure you could. Nice. We have a little bit of time left. Does anyone have anything else they want to bring up? Anything else that's going on they just want to get off their chest before we wrap up for the evening?
I have a plan I'd like to announce of something that I'm really seriously thinking about doing. It doesn't come up till December.
Okay.
And I think you may be proud of this. I'm thinking about entering and running a 5K. Now, a 5K is 3.2 miles.
Okay.
Now, that's no big deal because every time I go out and run in the neighborhood, hell, I do at least a 5K.
Okay.
Yeah, no big deal. But this is an awesome one, okay? And you can find it online. It's called Run for Your Life.
Yes, I've heard of it. You're thinking about doing it?
I'm thinking about it. There's one in Austin, December 15th or 16th. One of the two. I'm really thinking about doing that one. Yeah, it's awesome. I've watched the videos.
Man,
if you
get me to a really big hill, man, I could roll down them.
there's
cars running right now.
There's obstacles and shit like that, you know? So it's like, you know, the whole thing's not like a consistent run. It's really more or less just like a, you know, you're kind of like jogging through, and then every once in a while you have like an obstacle. Like the videos I saw, like the first obstacle, like every single time, it's like this small mountain of hay bales. And as soon as the people come over the hay bales, there's like 50 people dressed as zombies, and you have to get your ass through. I think the whole deal with the race is you have to be able to get through the entire race with all the flags around your waist, because you're wearing like the old flag football flags. And if they take all your flags eventually in the end, then you're not eligible for any prizes at the end. You're labeled a zombie.
Oh, cool.
They had one around here, and you could find like power-ups, too.
Yes.
Like doing a video game, and it'd give you like an extra flag or...
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm not sure how much it costs. I just started looking it up just some the other day, but some of the other coaches and I were kind of throwing around this idea.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it looks really awesome. I'm real seriously entertaining this idea. I think
I'll tell you one thing. I downloaded that because I am starting to get back to the gym and try not to be such a fat ass. I got that zombie.
That's a good
run.
Goal, by the way.
I like that goal.
I know. Don't be so round.
Round
is a shape. You're right.
Yeah, I should have worn my shirt. I got the body of a god. Too bad it's Buddha.
Nice.
But the zombie run app.
I've heard about it.
Yes.
Yeah, it uses your GPS and shows you like a map on there, and you try to elude the zombies on the screen. You know, you pick up your pace, get further away from them.
I've heard that's pretty awesome.
Yes, I've heard good things about it.
Yep.
I could never do jogging like that, though, because of my ankle, because it's so fucked up. But, I've heard about that. That is freaking awesome.
That's why you just walk.
Yeah. I could probably walk it. That would probably be fine. But
what do you think I do? Shit, I ain't fucking...
I didn't know maybe you were trying to do a little jogging or something.
I bet if you carried a torch.
Really? A torch?
Nobody was he an Olympian?
No. like wooden torch, like Castlevania-type torch.
Oh, shit.
Get you a damn lasso.
No, you could have a bullwhip. That'd keep their asses away.
Hell yeah.
Don't touch my
flag.
I was going from Castlevania to turn you into Wonder Woman.
It's you and those damn weird fantasies again.
Have to
Is that the climax you were talking about?
Have to get a cross that you can throw that boomerangs back to you. Fucking love that weapon. Anyway, we need more Castlevanias. That's what. Actually, the last one was just that's neither here nor there.
Castlevania games.
So
we could use a Castlevania movie done right.
Oh God, yes. We talked about that. Video games that would make awesome movies if they were done right. Of course, the problem is they would never be done right. See, that was actually a thought of mine. So picture this. So, you know how they have those Mega Million, lottery things or whatever? If I win one, of course, I'm gonna set up the site and you're all gonna, I'll move y'all all down here and, we're gonna do shit. One of the things I was thinking about doing, I've always wanted to do a thing that was, on YouTube that's basically, we couldn't make any money off of it because then we'd have to worry about copyright and everything else. We basically just have to say it was not sarcasm. What is the word I'm looking for?
Satire?
Satire. Thank you. That's the correct word. Satire. But basically pick some video games and basically do the movie trailer for them, but how it should be done right. And I've already got two in mind. The first one would be a very schlocky, throwback to the 70s type of horror flick. I think I'd want to set it maybe in the 80s, so maybe even more like an 80s type flick. But basically you've got a couple of kids, they're out running around, they're trying to save everyone they know, but they have to face off against zombies, they have to face off against werewolves, they have to face off against just all, like swamp monsters, and they've got, are you picking up one throwing down here? Their primary weapon is water guns full of holy water. To kill werewolves, they use silverware. And then, of course,
Boss Boys.
I'm talking about Zombies Ate My Neighbors. That would be a fucking badass game. Yes. The other game that I think would be so fucking awesome would be to do fucking, Punch Out. And the angle that I would go with it...
I could do King Hippo.
The angle I would do with it is the kid's special thing, the thing that sets him out, from everyone else, is the fact that he has this ability to notice things about people. So he notices things like whenever you raise that eyebrow or the way you cock that arm back, he knows you're about to throw that punch.
They have that in the movie already.
What is that?
called Blood to Bone or something like that. It's some cheap ass fucking
Fuck that shit.
Fight movie with Michael Jill White in it, and
you are shitting me.
That's like his thing. That every time he fights somebody, no matter how bad they are, he like notices just their little thing. It kind of slows down for a second when they're watching somebody warm up or something. And he sees how they drop their arm or
he bit off of Punch Out.
It kind of sounds that way, that's doesn't what it?
Sounds like to me.
But I would make it awesome. Okay, so that would be the major change. When it would be awesome.
Difference.
Yes. So anyway,
one missing ingredient. Awesome.
Yes. Awesome would be the missing ingredient. Wow. If I didn't have an idea for what the show title is going to be, that would probably be it. Awesome is the missing ingredient.
Yeah. Please don't tell me awesome sauce. I hate that so much.
Really? Why? Yeah. What's wrong with awesome sauce?
I think spooge.
It's gay.
Yeah.
Y'all. Fuck y'all. Anyway.
That was kind of the point we were avoiding.
Do what?
I said it was the whole point we were avoiding there.
Yeah, whatever. So real quick before we sign out here, I'm turning on the light here. My brother has talked about all the stuff that I have to set up. Now I can't show you exactly what exactly we're looking at, but what I've got here in front of me on the major screen, what I used to do the video on, but it just can't seem to handle it anymore. I've got one of those big 24-inch white iMacs. So I've got that sitting roughly like here in front of me. Off to one side, I've got a 20-inch, it's a television, but it sucks as a TV, and it's a decent monitor. So I've got that off to the side, so I've got additional information. That's where I also used to run additional programs and stuff. Well, now I've even had to add something else that's got a little more horsepower. So I've got the big computer here. I've got a side monitor over here. Down here, which is actually recording and doing the video, is a new MacBook Pro. So technically, I've got three screens here in front of me. And I have to work off two keyboards and everything else. But let's see here. You've got my microphone, which goes over here to the other side of the desk. And there you'll see the soundboard. That, you know, I have everything running through. This is actually fewer cables than I used to have. Like, I used to have a lot more cables running through. And, I got it down over the 104 episodes that we've done. I've gotten it down to where I can get everything set up in about 15 minutes, start to finish. It used to take me quite a bit longer than that. And, I mean, this is with a lot of adjustment, trying to figure out audio levels, trying to figure out how it's going to route stuff. So, I mean, I've learned a lot, and hopefully I'll be able to use that if and when. We'll just stick with when we come back. But on that note, like I said, I don't want you to necessarily think we're going to be back in, let's say, a month. I can already tell you it's not going to be a month. It's probably not going to be 2 or 3 months. I would say at earliest, at the very earliest, it would probably not be until this fall when I get back into more, I get into a routine, my wife gets back to work, our boys are in daycare, and just kind of see how that goes. I got a feeling it's probably going to be more like a year, just because in a year's time, they'll be over a year old. They'll be a little more self-sustained. Everyone tells me the one benefit that I'll definitely get out of having twins is that they'll play with each other. So I'm hoping they'll entertain each other quite a bit, and we'll see how that goes. Of course, I got a bad feeling my little one's going to be the ringleader and talk his big brother into doing stuff. So we'll see how that rolls out. With that said, that's pretty much it. That is our last episode, at least for a good while. If you're just now getting into the show, we've done 104 episodes. I've changed the way that the RSS feed works in iTunes. If you want to go back and listen to every single one of them, unsubscribe, resubscribe, and all 104 episodes should show up. You'll be able to easily download them and listen to them. Those will remain up. You can also subscribe or watch all of the video shows. All of those are going to be up. You can subscribe and get all of those. If you need something to listen to, Cyrus has 50 chapters, well, 51 if you include the interview that I did with him, 51 chapters of his book, Ethan Eternal, is up on iTunes that you can download and listen to for absolutely free. You can also watch the movie he did several years ago that he chopped up and put on YouTube. You can still download and subscribe to that as well. The site isn't going to go anywhere. We're just not going to be updating it. So you can still go and you can still read all of our reviews, check out all of our articles. Rudy here started a series original stories called Ancestors, so check that out. Who knows, maybe we'll bring that back. Maybe between now and whenever we come back, he'll, you know, have a lot more under his belt. Ducky, are you planning on continuing String Cutter on, like, your own side or on a separate side, or?
I don't know. Maybe I'll just play around with it on my computer a little bit and see what I get.
Yes, we may be working on some stuff. You'll see. Like I said, the Twitter, my Twitter feed, of course, will always be up. The main Twitter feed, the One Man Asylum Twitter feed, will still be up. So, you know, subscribe to that. If you see something come up, we'll let you know. You'll be able to find me and Jay and Cy on Xbox. I'm OptimusGene77. Jay, you're JRed1, right?
For now, I thought about switching it to Moose Knuckle.
What was the other one you were thinking about, but you said you let your son gonna have it or something?
Oh, Juggernuts.
Yeah.
There's a father-son sharing moment.
I know, right?
Hey, my boy turns 15 on Friday. My ass is getting old.
There you go.
You are old.
15. You say that, and he's younger than we are.
Yeah, I'm still younger than you.
You're old. I look younger, bitch.
I don't know.
I do.
Okay, yeah. Whatever. Anyway, so like I said, the site's still going to be up. The podcasts are still going to be up. If and when we come back, I will definitely let you know. And believe me, if we come back, we're coming back with a vengeance. We're going to do things a little bit differently. Who knows? Our primary goal may be to try to make some money on this bitch. I don't know.
Rudy looks younger because I don't sleep. This is what happens to you.
Well, that's true.
One going there.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, it's definitely been a different episode for our last episode. I really don't know what else to say. I'm not crying, you bitch. See, and that could have been another title. I'm not crying, you bitch.
Pinching him hard enough.
I'm sorry, what? No, don't pinch me. Stop it.
I'm not going to pinch you.
Yes, please don't.
Gene, you need a shoulder.
I just shanked him with the mic.
Put your head on.
What?
Do what?
You need a shoulder to put your head on. I'm here for you.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we are signing off for group therapy. If you want to follow us on Twitter and keep up with our wacky adventures, you can find us at Optimus Gene, at StevensB29, or Warriors Code Fit, at JRedDevil, at Ducky Andrew, at TexMex, and at Cyrus Martin. For everyone on One Man Asylum and group therapy, we'll see you when we see you.